Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman, party times!
Live from San Luis Obispo, you are listening to Hurricane and Scroggs. I am JD Scroggin. He is the Hurricane, but you can call him Owen Main. Owen, what's happening?
Word.
Is that the word of the day?
Indeed. Something along those lines. What's going on, man?
No, we have a word of the day, and that word was used many, many times
on
Saturday.
It's an O word.
Yes.
I like O words most of the time, but not on Saturday. On Saturday at Alex G. Spano Stadium,
yeah.
I was down on the sidelines.
There's an O word, and there's an F word version of the O word, I think,
which
is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you know, it's something that just bugs me sometimes. I don't think I got it like until I've been on both sides of it in high school and also being a fan. And you realize it's just dumb. And that word is overrated, J.D. Scroggin. And
it's not Owen.
No.
Owen rated. Are you Owen rated?
Rated O for awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. So yeah, so my band teacher. Awesome. Yeah, that's what he used to talk. Anyway.
Wait, you were in band?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
I was banned.
Now it all makes sense.
I was band president, JD Scroggin, in high school.
Now it all makes sense.
And I played three sports. What up?
Well, band was a fourth sport.
No, we didn't have a marching band.
Well, but I mean, it takes...
My wife did marching band, and that's like a legit, like, time suck, and like, it's like a legit, like, after school. Like, I mean, time suck. I mean, like, it take...
Yeah. It's
an extracurricular. It's extracurricular if you're in marching band. If you're in a band class, that's not necessarily extracurricular, though.
Even cheap band, though, takes aerobic breathing. So it is, you know, it's athletic.
Oh, fair enough.
It's athletic in a way.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I was a saxophone player.
Yeah. There were kids in my high school who would take band and theater and then pass them off as their PE.
Oh,
and that was somehow allowed.
Yeah. They had like seventh period PE until I was a sophomore, and you weren't allowed to take it when we were freshmen. So I got kind of screwed out of the opportunity to have my my last class of the day as PE for like football practice or basketball practice or whatever. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I would have to say that seventh period PE is a little overrated.
It is overrated. There you go. But one thing that also is overrated is the overrated chant. And I was at Alex.
Oh yeah, that's right. We were trying to talk about that. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. I went on a couple different tangents.
That's good. So we were at, you were there too, at Spanos, and I was down the sidelines. And Montana came in ranked sixth or seventh, depending on whose poll you were subscribing to.
Yeah. Do you think we talk about this sports stuff to begin with and then like people stop listening if
no,
they don't want to hear about
no.
sports? Because the rest of the entire show isn't really about sports.
But we enjoy sports.
But you always start with sports. I'm wondering if you're turning off a segment of our
audience,
listener.
This is kind of about sports, but it's also kind of about life. You need to listen.
Life. Okay.
So Montana was sixth or seventh ranked coming into the game. Cal Poly was beating them good in the second half. In third
quarter,
it
was a 20-point win.
In the third quarter, Cal Poly kept scoring, and it was pretty clear at the end of the third quarter that it was going to be really hard for Montana to win. Middle of the fourth quarter, I think, is when the overrated chant started. And from the Cal Poly student section, and it's always from the student section, of course. And we can talk about your student section rules in a second here. You're talking about Owen's rules for life.
Yeah.
And we can talk about your student section rules for life, but... Here's the thing about the overrated chant. If you're a fan of a team that's beating a really good team, you want to understand that that team is really good, actually. And if you just beat them, how good does that make your team? Really good. Okay, so if Cal Poly's beating the sixth-ranked team in the country, what does that mean about Cal Poly? You know, by law of whatever, distributive properties or whatever you want to think about that way, Cal Poly is then probably pretty good. And if Montana was overrated and Cal Poly beat them, then Cal Poly's a little less good, I think, you know, by the law of kind of, you know, who played who. And so when you're thinking about the chant for overrated, you're actually saying we're not beating as good a team as we thought we were beating. Oh, we must be not quite as good in my mind. I see you shaking your head, James.
Yeah, I'm doing my Mel Kiper preemptive head shaking. Yes. The
Todd, Todd, Todd,
yes,
Todd,
totally.
Todd.
Yeah, yeah. The what's his name? The guy that impersonates him.
Frank Caliendo.
Yes, the Caliendo. That was my Caliendo version of Mel. I was preemptively nodding no, because no, because you're trying to, you know, apply logic to the situation where the point of the chant isn't to, you know, make a factual statement for the record, you know, in the court, you know, hearing. You're not trying to prove a theorem. You're just trying to humiliate the other team's fans.
The other team's already getting their butts kicked.
I know, but you got to rub it in. That's the point. That's the point of chanting overrated. You're making the other team feel bad about themselves. You're bullying the other team and the other team's fans. And like that's like human nature, what to do when you're on top. You kick the other person when they're down. It's not about saying like when you're saying overrated. Let's do it right. Like that's how it goes. Overrated. When you're saying that. Yes, exactly. When you're saying that, you're not trying to like make a statement about the pole position of these teams. You're just trying to say, other team, feel bad about yourself. And it's effective. It works.
But in the world of college sports, especially when RPI depends on who you play, like if you're an actual fan and you understand like what's going on, and I'm not saying, you know, whatever, like if you understand how your team actually gets into the playoffs, if you understand how your team actually like gets a good seed in the playoffs, then you don't want that team to be overrated. You want to beat them, and then you want that team to be underrated for the rest of the year.
But it's not like the computers that tabulate these RPI ratings.
Are listening.
Not like they're like, oh, I heard the Cal Poly fans chant it overrated at the game.
Montana goes way down in the polls.
Yeah,
now.
Montana needs to go down in the RPI. All right. Like that, no. You know, nobody's. That's what I'm saying. Like nobody's calling the student section as the, you know, star witness in the trial on whether or not Montana is overrated or underrated.
Oh man. Yeah. So I was, that just always kind of annoys me
yes.
Because I'm me. And because when I hear that, you know, if you're a true fan of that team, you want that team to be really great and you want to beat the heck out of that team. And I think that's actually two things that actually happened on Saturday. I want to hear really quickly before we get into a couple of slow news day topics here. I want to hear your JD Scroggins, the Scroggs rules for the student section. You told me it was, what is it like? It's like,
I got to look it up because I can't remember exactly.
Are you looking
what
up on Twitter?
Well, I'm going to look it up on Twitter, what I said on Twitter. But basically, in essence, it's everything that I've just said. Like, if you're in the student section,
it's just like Las Vegas. What happens in the student section stays in
the student section. Stays in the student section. Is that what it was? Is that
like,
what I said?
You said maybe like Las Vegas and somewhere else, maybe. I forget where.
No, maybe Nick Wynn was adding in some extra locales on that one. I can't remember. I just remember like basically what I was saying was you can't apply logic to anything that happens in the student section. Anything that comes out of people's mouths in the student section, you just can't apply logic to it.
I think that's fair enough. I'm also looking it up.
Yeah, this is great.
Great podding
as we're scrolling down of our Twitter feeds. I'll say this while we're scrolling down our Twitter feeds. I kind of started the hashtag Armstronggram that I'm using to retweet photos of Cal Poly President Jeff Armstrong. He poses for selfies with a bunch of students and other people and fans at the games all the time. So if you would get a picture with you and the Prez.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag Armstronggram to appear on my Rebel Mouse page.
I did last week, I think, at the Sac State soccer game at Sac State. Okay, here's my tweet. Quote from JD Scroggin, Vegas, the press box, and the student section all have the same rules, ..
Which means what happens in those three places stays.
Although he did say that in the press box, so maybe I broke the rule.
You can't apply outside logic to anything that happens in those three places.
Fair enough.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
All right. I think we've had enough of being overrated. Let's try to rate something else here. Yeah.
I think this podcast is underrated.
Ooh, I think so too. And if you like it, you should tell people about it.
Yes.
Tell your friends about it. Turn other people on to it. It might be fun. It'll be Hurricane fun for you to share
Scroggs.
Later.
And they'll go, Hurricane and Scroggs? What the hell is Hurricane and Scroggs?
That's a pretty good Barquette impression. I'll have to bring that clip back.
Uh-huh.
I think we had it in a couple of podcasts, and then I've forgotten it since then. So yeah. I'll have to bring it back in full effect. There was something in San Luis Obispo, something a little creepy, leading up to Halloween.
Oh yes, I wanted to talk about this
because
we didn't do a
it.
Podcast last week.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there. But I wanted to talk about this last week.
Are you pointing fingers?
This is good. No, I just wanted to put that out there in case you were somebody who
and
was
by that
listening.
You mean Owen didn't get it together to do
no,
a podcast.
No, no, no. I don't mean you didn't get it together. I mean that we didn't do it. So if you were somebody who was used to us doing
it. If you were pining over it, we apologize.
We've pretty much been a weekly podcast.
Yeah, there have been a couple of weeks that we've missed in there, but yeah, pretty good.
So if you were waiting for the Hurricane and Scroggs like I was, then you were wondering like, hey, where is this thing? But, you know, so the one person... Okay, it's really just for me. I'm probably the only one who was like, hey, where's Hurricane Scroggs? I want to listen to it.
There are We have fans out there, J.D. Scroggs, and I know it.
So
they email me.
We didn't do one. We dropped the ball, but we'll try to keep doing it weekly. So I wanted to talk about this because this is like so like awesomely awesome to me.
Yeah, I read about one of these a while back up in like down in San Diego, up in Sacramento, and some of the rules about it and like how they pick people. It sounds really fun. So tell me about
what it is. So every week we try to bring you a story that gives you an idea of what the slice of life is like here on the Central Coast, living the slow life. We call it the slow news day. And this is a story like Owen said, like you might see this in other places, but I was really surprised that this came to slow. Well, I'll just preface this by saying, like, you know, these runs, just running in general, seems like it's picking up steam everywhere you go. Like these short runs, the 5Ks. You see these color runs all the time, like color 5K. Yeah. Like you can't go on.
They do like two of those a year in slow now, it seems like.
Well, you can't go on Facebook on the weekend without seeing somebody you know involved in some sort of color run, you know, 5K.
Totally.
So 5Ks seem to be becoming all the rage, especially these ones that are like, you know, themed. Well, with the zombie craze that's going on, with The Walking Dead becoming the highest rated cable show ever to air in the history of the universe, there's what's called zombie runs. These zombie 5Ks are popping up everywhere. And the first time I saw it actually was on the show The Glades. You ever see The Glades?
No.
It's like I don't know what channel it's on. I watch it on Netflix, but it's like a detective show set in like
the Glades.
Florida.
Yeah, oh, the Everglades.
Yeah,
got it.
Like FDLE, you know? I was surprised to find, too, that was an actual, like, law enforcement.
Florida Department of something in the Everglades?
Law? I'm assuming it's Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Law enforcement.
Didn't you live in Florida?
Yeah.
You never heard of FDLE?
They're state troopers.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Maybe.
You never heard FDLE from your time in Florida?
I never got pulled over in Florida. I had California plates the whole time I lived there.
I'm assuming it's the state police. I don't know. Yeah. I could look this up, but I'm just going to be lazy and say it. I don't know.
I got nothing.
But I like the show. Anyways, in the show, there's like a murder mystery every episode. And one of them was like, you know, it opens on this episode and like there's zombie people and they're like running around and there's zombie stuff. And then they see another zombie like person on the ground and they're like, hey, man, cool makeup. And they go up to the person and it's really a dead body.
And he's dead.
Yeah, it's really a dead body. So they start taking selfies and stuff. It's like really gruesome and like kind of morbid. And so anyways, I was like, zombie run. People actually do that. Not only do they do it in slow. This is like
right.
You see something mythical on TV from like San Francisco or LA and then it's here.
Really quickly nowadays. Not like back in the early 1990s when music took years to get
sure.
Here.
Yeah, it used to be that for anything in pop culture to reach anywhere in the realm of Cayucas, it would be like years and years.
This is the J.D. Scroggins Cayucas narrative.
Yeah, you guys would be like, you know, wearing, you know, decades old clothing and chasing trends from the 50s. Like watching
black and white TV mid 90s.
Yeah, totally. Like when Back to the Future came out in the 80s, you guys were like, oh, you know, the Under the Sea dance. That was like last week.
We were still.
He didn't really go all that far back in time, is what I'm trying to say.
In the 80s, we thought Jaws was brand new.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Marty didn't go all that far
Run
back in
it,
time.
Run for it, Marty.
When he was singing Johnny Be Good, you guys were like, yeah, when does this come out?
Continue.
Yeah. So we got the zombie run. And so you had some questions about zombie run? I'll explain it to you.
So here's what I understand about a zombie run. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. It sounds super fun.
Yes.
It's that a group of individuals dress up like zombies, and those individuals try to catch you or tag you somehow, and you have to run a 5K with these said zombies chasing you. Some of them have like rules about like if you get caught or don't get caught.
Yeah.
The zombies are like pre-arranged. There's only so many of them. To be a zombie, you have to do like special stuff. I always thought it would be fun to be a zombie in one of these things. But
yes.
There are zombies and non-zombies.
I'm going to tell you how to be a zombie. It was kind of funny. I read this flyer. It was my wife and I came across a flyer. This was the zombie thing already happened. It was like a couple weeks ago. So you can't do it. Even if you want to do it, you can't. You have to wait till next year.
Next time.
But I just wanted to talk about it because it's so crazy. We saw a flyer for it. And it was like, ooh, the zombie run. And I was like, oh, I saw that on the Glades. You know, I want to see what it's all about. We're looking at the flyer, and it says $35 to run in this 5K, which I'm like, okay, cool. It's a fundraiser. It, you know, yeah. you know, takes people, you know, time to set it up and all that kind of stuff. To be a zombie, $25.
Yeah, it's cheaper because you put some energy into it.
Well, no, but I'm just saying I was surprised they weren't just straight up volunteers.
Yeah.
Pays $25 to be a zombie?
You know, the ones that I've seen in the past have been like $60 for non-zombies in like cities.
And oh,
then,
my
like,
gosh.
And then it's like $10 for zombies and you get a t-shirt. So basically you're paying for your t-shirt. It sounds like they're trying to make it because everybody wants to be a zombie now. I think it's more fun to be a zombie than it is,
is it?
Some people.
The zombie job sounds terrible to me because if you run the 5K, how long is 5K? Like, you know,
25
what?
Minutes? 25 minutes?
No, but I'm talking about mileage. It's like what?
It's like 3.6
miles, something like
3.1 maybe?
Yeah. 6.2, so like 6
I
miles.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're running 6 miles.
3 miles.
3
No.
No, it's 6 miles. There's 5 something
10K.
Miles.
No, a 5K is like 3.2 miles.
It's only 3 miles.
Yeah.
Okay, 3-mile run. You could do that in like 30 minutes.
That's what I said, like 25 minutes.
Owen could do that.
I broke 20 minutes one time on a 5K.
Okay, totally. See? So if you're running the 5K, you just run it and you're done in half an hour or whatever. But these zombies, you have to stay out there for the whole time. So like however long it takes from the first person to finish to the last person to finish. And probably if you have a lot of people, you're probably doing staggered starts. Like right. Not everyone's just like taking off at the same time, like a cross country race.
And so tell me how the zombies fit in. Where are they? Are they running behind you the whole time? Are they hidden on the course? What's the deal?
Well, I'll tell you, we took a video at the Tribune. We had one of our photographers and videographers out there, and we took a video of it. So I couldn't wait to see that. You can find that at sanluisobispo.com, or if you go to YouTube and search for Slow Tribune, you should be able to find that video in our channel. So I was excited to see kind of what it was like. And you were right about the rules. There's two different. Basically it's like flag football. You're like running through, and then you have three flags on you. And if
right.
zombies pull the three flags off you, you're dead. You can still run. I mean, you right. still can run and finish, but you don't.
But get, there's like an award for like last
yeah,
alive finisher.
You can't win any prizes. You can't win any prizes. And the way that I understood it is, if you have red, you could have red flags and yellow flags.
Okay.
And if you have yellow flags, then the zombies will chase you and go after you and try to pull the flag off. If you have a red flag, then they'll only pull your flag off if you go near them. Like
right.
they're not going to chase after you. They're just going to like, if you go right. near them, they'll grab for you.
Okay.
So it's, you've got,
they'll scare you a little, but they're not going to like
yeah.
wear you out, make you fall down.
Yeah. And like, the way it looked like is they funnel, as you're running through this, they funnel you through a small area where all the zombies are. There's probably several areas where they have zombies, like in the color run, there's several right. areas we get color on you. There's several areas where they have zombies, and they funnel you all through this small space, and you have to run through.
Maybe like 20 yards wide or 30 yards wide or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that big. And then you
like
have to
sharks,
run through
like
there.
Like sharks and sea anemones?
Yeah, you have to run through
did
there.
Did you ever play sharks and sea anemones?
No, this sounds...
Seriously?
Really... No, what is this?
You never played sharks and sea anemones in elementary school?
No.
Oh, man.
What?
In PE. Okay. Let me explain
Wait, PE?
It. In PE class. Sharks
okay.
and sea anemones. No? Nothing?
No. You're going to okay. take me back? You're going to take me back?
They put you in the Wayback Machine.
55!
Miss Cooper in Cayugas Elementary. Okay.
Yeah.
You line up like, say you have 20 kids in the class.
Yeah.
It's going to be like three sharks maybe.
Okay.
And you have a boundary maybe the width for 20 kids is maybe 40 yards.
Yeah.
And the length is maybe 40 yards. And so there's like a box basically, and you have to get from one side to the other and stay within the width so you can't go out of bounds on either side. And as you're going through, if a shark tags you, then you have to stand there and you become a sea anemone, meaning you can't move, but if somebody gets close enough to you, you can tag them. And so people keep going back and forth, you know, in groups. Go, you know, as when everybody gets to one side, everybody stops for a second, okay? Now the teacher blows the whistle and you
yeah.
run to the other side.
Yeah.
And then whoever's kind of the last man standing is the winner. And so you have a bunch of sea anemones standing there, you know, trying to reach for people, but they can't move. And the sharks are the ones who can run after you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. Whoever's the last one gets is the winner.
I've heard of this.
So
this must be a coastal thing. This sounds coastal.
It could be called something else in other places, but yeah, there you go.
No, I don't even know a game like that. We didn't do that in Fresno.
We played fun PE games. We played PE outside.
Hmm.
Did you guys play PE outside?
Oh, no, we didn't play PE outside because of the smog and it was bad for your health. Actually, in Fresno, we don't even go outside. It's just everyone just stays inside because of the bad air quality.
Because of the heat.
The bad air quality.
We don't. Is that true? You're not.
There's lots of dairies in the valley and the cow.
You play outside.
Cow farts.
Shut up.
And methane. You play outside. If you play outside, you get asthma. That's what happens. Shut up. You better stay inside.
Son. So tell me more. So like that's what I'm picturing for like the zombies in these areas.
We played Butts Up. Did you have that?
Yes.
Cayucas?
Oh,
you did?
Yes.
Oh, it's a surprise.
For a short period of time.
Okay.
It got ixnayed.
Yeah.
when kids came home probably with like huge welts from like tennis balls. Yeah.
Yeah. That never got the axe, and they're probably still playing the same game of Butts Up that I started when I was in third grade.
What was the game called on the wall where you like you had to throw it, and if you drop it, you have to run to the wall and touch it?
That's it.
But there was never like, I think we cut out the end part where you had to stand with your back to the wall or with your
sure. Yeah, that sounds very Cayucas.
Yeah,
let's cut out that part.
Right.
Let's cut out the humiliation part.
But
and
you
the,
could
and
peg,
the pain.
But you could peg the person. Before they got to the wall, too.
Yeah, okay.
And that was... That
and then
was
just
the,
claim,
and then they're
like,
out.
Oops,
and then they're out,
like, oh,
I think.
Oops, I didn't mean to hit you, but, you know, stuff happens.
No, you hit them, and then they're out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So keep going about the zombie run. What do you... Where was this zombie run?
It was at the military base.
Oh, it was at Camp San Luis.
Yeah, so it had, like...
Oh, very cool.
It had, like, some additional, like, scary elements to it, I think. Because, you know, that's what always happens in the zombie movies. When there's zombies, they call the military.
Unexploded mines. Yeah, that would be bad. That'd
oh, be like
a,
yes.
A zombie movie?
Are there mines out there?
No, there aren't.
Are there?
Probably not in the places that
you know where
that.
They should put them? Around the prison. The people trying to escape. It's like, oops,
that'd be interesting.
On a mine.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I don't think they have those either.
Oops. Or as someone would say, poops.
Yeah. Speaking of poops.
Yeah. Oh, that you want to go there?
Let's go there.
Okay, but I still am kind of like, well, we can go there, but I'm still like, I never got a closure from you on this.
Yeah,
I can't believe that the zombies have to pay.
Yeah, I do. I do because a lot of people want to be zombies. And depending on how many, like I feel like the Zombie Run franchise, whatever they've called it, has probably morphed into something that went from, oh, it would be cool to get chased by a zombie and it kind of sucks to be a zombie, to people who are like excited to be zombies. And I think there's probably a close to equal amount. And even then, even if it's not equal, you need more regular people than you need zombies. So you want to charge the zombies, because otherwise everybody would just go, I want to go participate and it's free to be a zombie, so I may as well be a zombie.
I guess.
You gotta make the zombies pay, in my opinion. I don't know how they're getting money for zombies, but...
Well, apparently you could also be both, it said here. Let's see.
Oh, there you
maybe I misread the prices. You can be a zombie and a survivor for $45. That means
how?
I guess you take a turn as a zombie and then you do a survivor run. This
Are
what
there
saying.
Multiple
There
runs?
Must be multiple waves. Yeah, because they can't all start at the same time if you've got a significant number of people.
Fair enough.
You can be a zombie for $25, you can be a survivor for $35, or you can be both for $45. So there you go. You could scratch that itch and be both.
Yeah.
That's what really should happen, I guess.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So
wait till next year.
Wait till next year. We should do it next year. We should get a big group of Hurricane and Scroggs fans and go do the zombie run.
Totally. That would be awesome.
We'll write it down and maybe remember it. JD Scroggin, tell me about, you're talking about...
Oh yeah, I mentioned poop earlier. Yes. You tried to segue, and I blocked.
I tried.
I was like,
it was a good effort
combo
for a segue.
Breaker.
So what's crappening, JD Scroggins?
Yes, what's crappening? Well, I couldn't decide. I was like looking through a bunch of like, you know, options for what's crappening this week, and we haven't done one in a couple weeks, so there's options abound.
So we decided that JD was going to read me two headlines, and then I was.
Well, it's actually
pick which
three.
One.
It is three
headlines.
It is three. We talked about it, and I said I didn't know if it was two or three. It is three because I've got them up right here.
Tell
right
me
now.
What they are.
Okay, so first option, this is the headline. You just do the headlines only.
Yep.
Okay, and then you choose which one we do based
Correct.
Off of the headlines?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Headline from Massachusetts.
Dateline, Massachusetts.
Yes. A poop bank will pay you $40 every day. That one kind of goes, I just want to give you a hint of what that one's about, because remember a couple weeks ago we talked about poop transplants?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I said they should have it like a sperm bank. That's what it is.
They do.
So we can go into that. Yeah. Also, This headline doesn't really match the story,
it's
but
okay.
This one's called Not a Waste, colon, Business of Poop Runs into Millions. And by Wait. Colon, I meant like the punctuation.
The punctuation. Yes. What did you say? Business of Poop Runs into the Millions?
Yes. Okay. Business of Poop Runs into the Millions.
Okay. Keep going.
And just to give you a little hint of what that one's about, it's about an animal product that is...
Guano.
That is consumed.
Okay.
And then the other one is... This one's right up your alley. So you might like this one, but like the other ones are good
no
too.
Pun intended.
The other ones are good. Maybe we'll do like short ones on the other ones just okay. to like do them, and then we'll do the in-depth one on this one. This one is Soylent creator hacks pooping.
Yeah, I want to go with number one, and I think we need to save the other two. I think the other two are like brown gold that we need to save for later.
Well, let's just do them.
Let's go quick. We got to do rapid fire.
All right, all right. The first one's going to be short because okay. I already kind of explained it. Like, remember last time we were talking about how you get poop transplants and like the bacteria in your stomach?
So they have a bank in Massachusetts that keeps it?
Yes. Well, apparently to satisfy, there's such a demand for
Seriously?
There's such a demand for poop transplants.
Really, people?
Well, it's health. It's about health, man. Like, some people need these poop transplants.
No, nobody needs poop transplants, J.D.
Some people need them. If you read the story, it says, you know, some people... This is the thing. Like, people who take antibiotics...
Good thing there were people in, like, the 20s who were like, if only I had a way to transplant poop. And then they were like... They were dropping like flies on so much poop. And now there's somebody like who's the Jonas Salk of poop, invented the poop transplant. Now everybody's happy and alive.
Yes.
Come on. Nobody needs a poop transplant.
Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you. You know how there's bacteria in your stomach. That's what we were talking about last time. Okay. Well, you need bacteria in your stomach. So what happens is when people take antibiotics,
how do you say that word?
Antibiotics.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
The antibiotics.
There you go.
When you take antibiotics... They kill the bacteria that's in your body. So like it's indiscriminate too. They just kill the good ones, uh-huh. the bad ones, whatever.
Right.
So if you take a lot of antibiotics, then the bacteria in your stomach gets killed.
You need to eat some probiotics.
So sometimes you need the replacements, or you get sick, and it causes people. The antibiotics can cause people to have like all kinds of health problems, like you know, stomach upset and things related. So There is a demand for these fecal samples.
Nobody would have noticed your burp if you didn't say anything.
Well, it does. I am a full disclosure podcaster.
Yeah, you are.
So
apparently, very full disclosure. Okay, yes. So that's number
one. Boston.com is reporting that there is a poop bank.
Okay.
That where Next. If you pass their standards, you can go there every day and get paid $40
Next
for pooping.
Story about poop.
Yeah. Well, would you do that?
No.
I think is the thing.
No.
You wouldn't donate
no,
your poop if you
no.
What if they said, "Oh, and we need your healthy. You have type O, you know.
I have type O blood.
your bacteria in your stomach can go in anyone's bacteria in
but
the world.
But you've been in South America in the last 6 months, so sorry, you're disqualified." No. And I have been, yeah, no.
So you'd be selfish with your bacteria? You wouldn't give
it? I'm not even allowed to give blood cuz I've like been to Honduras in the last 5 years or something.
Okay, but let's pretend that you didn't go to Honduras and you would be selfish with your poop like that. Is $40 not enough?
Yeah, correct.
How much would they have to
100,
pay you?
At
they would have to pay you 100 per
at
poop.
Least.
I'd do it for $20. I would undercut, like, because I do it at poop anyway, you know what I mean? Might as well get some money out of it.
Okay, next story.
All right, this one comes from Indonesia, where apparently this is a delicacy. There are cats.
Never a delicacy.
There are pet cats.
No, don't say it.
What?
We're going Ron Burgundy here. Full Ron Burgundy.
No,
go ahead.
No. You'll understand when you hear the whole thing. It's not, no. Come on, Owen.
You eat the cat poop.
Yes, you take that cat poop in your mouth. No, it's
get this man a steak.
I'll eat the poop. Yes, no, it's not that scene exactly. Right. These cats, what they do is, and these are pet cats apparently, they will eat the coffee seeds. So like, you know,
the grounds?
No. You know how
the beans.
Coffee beans,
yeah,
you know,
beans.
They grow inside of a seed on a plant.
Okay.
And so there's cats here which will eat the
coffee seed, the
bean
pod.
They'll eat the seed whole or whatever.
Okay.
And they will digest the whole thing, and then when they poop it out, they don't digest the bean.
Oh,
so the bean just comes out.
Oh,
whole.
Oh,
and so what this is a like huge delicacy. I'm trying to find the exact.
Is coffee from beans that has passed through cats?
Yes.
Oh God, do they wash them?
I think they do wash. Well, maybe they don't. Ugh. Actually, they're called coffee cherries, is what they're called.
So, like the even worse.
No. That's what the seed is called, or the fruit, or whatever. The fruit.
Still,
the coffee bean is the seed inside of the fruit. The fruit is called a cherry. So the coffee cherry. Anyways, it says here that the cats don't digest the beans inside, and the digestive enzymes of the cat enhance the coffee flavor.
Oh yeah,
giving it a unique chocolate or caramel taste.
Oh, I'm sure they really enhance it really good.
They do. This is in Indonesia. Where did I say it was? I said it was Indonesia, yeah, right? Okay, yeah, this is Indonesia, where one of the world's most exotic coffees can cost up to $50 a cup for cat poop coffee. That's not the brand name, but that's essentially what it is.
Poop coffee.
Yes. Do you drink coffee?
No. Do you?
No, I don't. No. We talked about this earlier. I don't try not have to have too much caffeine or sugar.
Me either. All right.
But I could see this, like if they brought it to like Starbucks or whatever.
Right.
People would be loving that, right?
No. No.
It's kind of like dry aged beef, isn't it? I mean, what's the difference? Cat aged coffee.
No, it's way different. It's been in a cat's butt.
Well, dry aged beef has been like sitting out there.
Yeah, but it's not in a cat's butt. I'd rather have it there than in a cat's butt.
It's not in the butt the whole time. It's in the digestive system.
Came out of the butt.
Yeah, it passed through the butt.
Yeah, no. No and no. No, 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 no. Next story. Next story. Come on. God, why do we do this?
Well, just acknowledge that it's big business. Apparently, it's millions.
If it's big
business. That was the headline.
Yeah, I can acknowledge that it's big business because that's what the story says. I can't acknowledge that it should be.
Garbage.
So have you heard of Soylent?
No. Tell me about Soylent, JD.
Okay. Well, I have to introduce what Soylent is before.
It doesn't sound.
I have to introduce what Soylent Green is made from people. You've seen that, right? Wasn't that like an old sci-fi thing? Was it a what was
maybe.
That?
Maybe. Yeah.
You don't remember that? Was that like a?
Must have been just in Fresno where.
I can't remember if it was a Twilight Zone or one of those like sci-fi shows or it was like, you know, what if kind of things.
Okay.
Like Soylent Green is made from people. You
got
don't
nothing.
Remember that?
I got nothing.
Anyways, well, this isn't the exact same. This isn't made from people.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
And Soylent itself has nothing to do with poop, but there's like a branch off story.
Okay.
That's like
go.
Right
what
in
is
our
Soylent?
Wheelhouse.
What is Soylent?
Well, I got to tell you, Soylent is a product that was come up with by like a like hacker type dude where his name is Rob Reinhart. He was the originator of Soylent. And what
is
it
he
is,
a director?
No.
Did he direct Forrest Gump?
He's basically like somebody who likes video games and computers and stuff.
Okay.
And he basically decided that he was tired of eating because it was a big waste of time and it took him away from like his favorite things.
Okay.
So instead of eating, he developed this like powder with like, you know, vitamins and
everything you need.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. It's like vitamins and minerals and things that you could sustain you ate.
Okay.
And it's like a powder. It's kind of like, I've seen it described as an inedible powder, but basically you mix it with water.
Inedible.
You mix it with water and you drink it for your meal and you can basically live off it.
Interesting.
And
have you ever seen the I Love Lucy with Vitamita Vegemin?
No. What happened to that one?
It's the same kind of deal. It's like a supplement that
but
you
that
take.
Was in like the 60s, wasn't it?
Probably the 50s.
And
that was like, and that was like pure alcohol, basically, that you took.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the Soylent didn't rip that off, though, because it's actually like a thing. And it's become such a thing that like people are going on, chat boards and making their own recipes. And it's like an open source recipe. Like they have a name brand of Soylent, but it's also like a public recipe so that you can make your own and like alter the recipe and change things. It's really like the, Android software version of
food,
like food drink.
Weird.
Yeah.
Should we try some sometime?
Maybe.
On the air?
I don't think it tastes good. And
no.
I don't know if
I'm
I can.
Sure I'm actually positive it doesn't taste good.
I don't know if I can make it at home. I don't know. Apparently you can make it at home though. Like
you can't order it.
You can order it too.
Okay.
It's probably expensive.
Okay.
It's supposed to come out, I think I said like in December.
Okay.
But so anyways, the guy who created Soylent.
Uh-huh.
This is the headline. This is from New York Magazine.
Okay.
Soylent creator hacks pooping. So not only is like eating a big waste of time to this guy, he also decided that pooping was a big waste of time.
Okay.
And he developed an alternative Soylent recipe.
Uh-huh.
Where he can live off that Soylent and not poop.
For a long time or ever?
For, I mean, he, let's see. I'm going to tell you like exactly like how long he did it. Let's see here.
Again, I don't know how that's healthy. Is he not getting rid of anything that's in his body? That's kind of unhealthy. It seems like you'd have some, if you're actually living, you have some waste, no?
Well, so the whole thing started because he took a challenge not to waste water, and he had to only live off of 4 liters a day of water, and he decided that flushing the water was like a waste of water, so he didn't want to poop.
Yeah, it's not, you know, low-flow toilets are a good thing for the environment.
Yeah. Flush toilets. This is a quote from the story. Flush toilets use enormous quantities of water, so I needed a way to make it unnecessary. By the way, that reminds me, I peed in your restroom right before we recorded this, and I had to flush twice, unfortunately, because I underestimated the amount of pee.
Good thing we have low flow.
Well, sometimes I do you ever do this? Like, sometimes I'll flush before the pee is all the way done.
I try not to do that.
I know, but
that's the risk you run.
Yes, I know, but sometimes I do that because I try to be like all like, you
like
know,
perfect timing,
ninja master about it. Yeah, totally.
Like, and thinking you're gonna get like the perfect pump.
Yeah,
and like
it's
right
exactly
on the dollar
like
amount.
That. It's yeah. exactly like that. Right. But this time I went over, so I did flush twice. So uh-huh. If you want me to like buy you lunch or something, I will.
I'm sure it's like 3 cents worth of water, although that price is going up.
Yeah,
fast right now.
Well, the gas is going down, so maybe 3 cents of gas will help you.
There you go.
So, anyways, here we go. It says here. I'm trying to find out the amount of time that his challenge took.
I bet it was like a week or something like that, and he's like, I don't want to poop.
I'm trying to find it.
Because people can, I could understand people going for a week or a month, but forever is, that's not possible. At some point, all that waste accumulates. Even if you don't have waste, you have waste.
Yeah, well, basically it says here in this New York Magazine story that he made it through the entire trial period without pooping. So, I mean, theoretically,
yeah,
you know, if you're on this thing, then
this is the least gross of all the stories, P.S.
I knew this one would appeal to you because you don't like poop. So, like, what if I told you there was a diet you could have where you don't poop?
No.
Wouldn't you do it?
No.
You hate poop. You hate that we talk about it, too.
But I wouldn't do that. You have to. Everybody poops.
Oh, apparently not.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
If you take Soylent, the non-poop variant.
Yeah. In the words of Alex Trebek, the show has reached a new low.
Wait, I thought you would like this segment, though, because it's kind of like
a... Yeah, it's good. You're right. You got a lot of good poop stories in here.
Well, this one in particular,
the first
two
were just really gross. Yeah, this one's interesting. I don't think not going interests me either. I think just being regular is a good thing.
I can't believe I didn't look this up before, but I can't find how long he did it for.
That's okay. I don't need to know. I'm sure he did it for a long time. And then he got off he started eating his other stuff. And he probably sneaks a peanut butter sandwich from time to time.
Well, yeah. I mean, regarding Soylent, it says he also like has a taco every once in a while.
Yeah, whatever, exactly.
You know? Like he doesn't just eat Soylent.
And he's probably like waif thin.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat down and played video games,
fair enough.
Know, all day long?
Fair enough.
It's not like you get a lot of exercise doing that.
That's true. So, how is Soylent any better than like a, I don't know, fruit snack? That's what I used to eat a lot of when I played video games.
Wait, what? Like, how is it better than a fruit snack?
Like Gushers. That's what I used to eat a lot of when I played Half-Life back in the day.
I'm ready to believe that Soylent is better for you.
Than fruit then gushers?
Than just sitting there eating a whole
with
box.
With real fruit taste?
Than sitting there eating a whole box of gushers.
Or granola bars. I used to go back and forth between like gushers, granola bars, and probably cookies.
Yeah. Well, this is all about like...
God.
This is all about like getting the most...
Out of the least amount
of
time.
Out of the least, right. Basically. Not just the most out of the least amount of time, but getting the most nutrition out of the least amount of food.
Speaking of getting the most...
Segway...
There were the most movies I've ever seen announced in one day, announced yesterday, I think. There were a lot of movies that was, it's Marvel that came out and made some announcements, and I knew
that's where you're going with that?
That's where I'm going with that.
Oh,
a lot of movies
that was a roundabout kind of.
Oh, it's a Magellan-like segue, yes. But I'm not afraid of that.
You went around the world in 80 seconds.
Like
on
3 seconds,
one.
Yeah. So
83 seconds.
Oh, fine. So, JD, I really want to know, like, because I really enjoyed the Marvel movies. I saw The Avengers probably like 5 times in the theaters.
You saw that movie 5 times
at
in
least.
The theaters?
Yeah, it was.
At least?
Yeah, it was one of those random things where, like, I was going out a lot and I had, like, a lot of. There were, like, a lot of times when I was just, like, with random friends and yeah. They'd be like, let's go see a movie.
Oh, there was this one time I walked out my front door and I tripped and fell and scraped my knee. And when I stood up, I was watching The Avengers in the theater.
I'd be, like, downtown San Luis with, like, friends, and it was like over the course of it was in the theaters for what, like 2 months or something, so you know it seemed like every weekend or once a week I'd be out with somebody different who hadn't seen it yet and they'd want to go see it, so I went and saw it with them.
Dude, movies cost, it's like $13 to go to a movie now. You're just like, whatever, I'll go.
I was just hanging. Yeah, I don't know,
I'll go for the fifth time.
One of them was like a reunion with my college roommates and we were like walking around somewhere and let's go see it. Okay, fine.
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause I only saw it twice in the theater. Like,
see?
I'm a super geek fan. Like, let me just tell you this. Like, these Marvel movies are like a dream come true for me. Cause like, I got into comic books, not by comic books, but by action figures in the mid 80s. My dad got me like the whole collection of the Secret Wars figures and the Superpowers figures. If you're a legit like 80s geek, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Yeah, they didn't make it. They didn't, superhero figures didn't make it.
No,
in Kayukas.
No, that wasn't until like I moved out to college.
Yeah, you were
then
like,
they started
what
having
the
like
heck
a,
is this?
They, like the first Spider-Man figure came when I was like in college. Okay,
you were like, I want these toys. I want to be young again.
Yeah, pretty much.
But so like having all those toys when I was like 5 years old, 6 years old, playing with them, it's like. It's like all of my fantasy playing with those action figures as a kid is now like being lived out on the big screen. So it's amazing to me to see these movies.
What's the worst of all the recent superhero movies for you?
The worst?
Yeah.
Hmm.
One of the Hulks? Well, I didn't think the Hulks were that bad.
Well, how long is recent to you?
The last 10 years.
10 years? Oh, man. I'm sure there's some bad ones. I have to research.
Wolverine?
You want me to do
the
a
Wolverine
list?
Movie?
No, the oh God, yeah, it probably was that X-Men Origins Wolverine, not the second Wolverine, the Wolverine, the one that's titled The Wolverine when he goes to Japan. That
I don't
one
think
is,
I saw that one.
Oh man, that one's awesome. You got to come over and
with,
watch
with
it
with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Jackman's
the first one,
cool.
The first one when they like took him to the thing and then he's like running through the field all of a sudden and he's like
wait,
in
what?
Hawaii.
Is
he's
that
like,
how you describe it?
He's like in Hawaii.
You know,
and then
that
he's
one
like,
thing where he ran this way and then
they took
and
him
then
to
that happened.
They took him to that like super secret
house.
They took him to that super secret base in like Kauai. And then, like, he breaks out, and then all of a sudden, he's, like, running in Wyoming. Like, huh?
Okay,
unless he was in New Zealand.
The movie wasn't bad because of that.
But that's what really annoyed me about it. Why was the movie bad?
The movie was X-Men Origins Wolverine. The movie was bad because of the treatment of Deadpool and the climax of the movie.
Yeah,
and it was a little long. If they had stayed with a truer adaptation of the character Deadpool, not made it as long, and tweaked the ending a little bit, it would have been probably well received.
You know what was better than I thought was the latest X-Men movie.
Yeah,
that was out. What was it called?
DOFP, Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that was better than I thought it was going to be. That really impressed me.
Yeah, I just saw that one the other day, like a few weeks ago, at the Santa Maria Theater that plays the
old
run
movies.
Movies.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good.
Yeah, better than I expected. I'm like lukewarm on X-Men.
Yeah.
But
I will probably, there's a Blu-ray that's going to come out next summer for that movie. There's one already out now, but there's one that's going to come out next summer that has a bunch of deleted clips and stuff that got cut from the final version. I'm waiting for that one before I go. Purchase the home video version.
Got it. Yeah,
but
so
I'll do some research and I'll come back and figure like what the worst superhero movie is.
The
it
best?
Might be
Avengers?
That it might be that X-Men Origins.
Is Avengers the best?
I feel like the Marvel ones get better every time. Like the Avengers was good, Thor 2 was good, Captain America 2 was good, Guardians of the Galaxy was the best, highest grossing, you know, movie of the.
But what did you like
summer.
The best?
What did I like the best?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to do that. I'd have to break down the list too. There's so many that were good.
Is that are those to, tough questions?
Yeah, it is. And having not thought about it, I don't want to like put the hammer down, I guess.
Pun intended.
Yes.
It might have been the Thor movie.
Yes.
So tell me about what Marvel did then yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
They came out with some crazy and they've done a really good job of creating what they call the Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah. Totally.
And this is like a unified place where all of these figures can fit in and can all exist in the same universe, potentially at different times, but in the same universe.
Oh yeah, totally. That's what the cool part about it is. Like when they did the Avengers, it was
they have like a unified plan.
Yeah, it was like the team up experience of all these characters you saw in these other movies.
After all those other movies had their own deal.
Yeah, so now they're doing that again. Avengers: Age of Ultron. They've got like lots of trailers are out already for that one. There's all kinds of footage that
was released.
Is that
going to be like Empire Strikes Back version of the Avengers?
Maybe you might see some character death. It could happen.
But in comic books, a lot of the good characters usually come back. Somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about what's coming out here, and tell me like.
Well, hold on. Now I feel kind of lame for not telling you definitively what the best and worst comic book movies
come back.
Were.
It'll be a great topic next show.
I know, but now I sound kind of wimpy. I don't want to sound wimpy.
No, you don't. I mean, you just haven't thought about it that much.
I'll just tell you then. I will tell you that I enjoyed Captain America: The Winter Soldier probably the best.
Interesting. Okay.
That was a really kick
Bucky.
Butt movie. Yeah, totally.
Okay. And do you know the worst?
Who the hell is Bucky? That's what Bucky tells him when he says that in the movie.
Spoiler alert.
He's like, Bucky?
Who's Bucky?
I think he says the hell. Oh. Are you against saying the hell?
No. The hell. I said it.
Okay.
Without fear.
Wait, are we not cursing on this thing?
I mean, we haven't yet.
We never had gone any
we
like,
haven't yet.
Ground rules.
I mean, I set it up on iTunes to not curse, but...
Okay. So this is a clean version.
I could always change it, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Possibly.
We'll keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean.
So he says, who the is Bucky?
I mean, hell is okay on a clean version, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's only like 7 words you can't say, I think.
Okay.
Think of George Carlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go back in the archives and dig that up. I think I remember some of them, to be honest, from that bit. So probably Captain America: Winter Soldier. And then, like the X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
It just was unsatisfying for a lot of people.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the new thing, new Marvel thing.
Oh, yeah. So get this. So Marvel announced that they're going to have some big announcement. Nobody knew what it really was. And they were inviting a bunch of fans and like media members and stuff to this theater.
And
in
they
LA.
Do these things sometimes at like Comic-Con where they'll like announce a timing or something like
usually
that.
Usually it is at Comic-Con.
Right, but this wasn't.
This wasn't. I think this was in response because DC had just announced that they were going to do a whole slate of like superhero movies.
What is DC doing, first of all? Like before, are they
got
doing like
Batman v Superman?
The Tick or
which
something?
Sounds like a court case. No, it's they've got Batman v Superman, which is going to be like a quasi Justice League movie because they're going to have Aquaman and Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
And it's going to be it's not going to be a cartoon?
No, it's going to be a cartoon. Weird. Remember Henry Cavill, Man of Steel, like a couple years ago?
Weird. Okay.
Ben Affleck is Batman.
In that movie.
Remember. Yeah. You
okay.
Does this not ring a bell? Batfleck? There was huge outrage and like pushback.
No, I heard about it. I just never saw it officially.
All right, so they've got that movie, and then they've got a whole slew of like Justice League, and
is that like the Tick
like,
or the?
They're going to bring back Green Lantern. The Cyborg is getting his own. Aquaman's getting his own. Wonder Woman's getting her own. And there's going to be several Justice League movies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're.
Do you think DC is second rate to Marvel?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Has it always been? Like in terms of the comics?
No, but in movies.
Yeah, in movies.
Recently,
it
has been. Most definitely.
Okay.
I mean, Superman kind of started it all as far as movies go. Like the original Superman with Christopher Reeve.
Right.
That was the first real like superhero movie. But lately, Marvel's kicking butt. All right. So anyways, Marvel, in response to the DC announcement, goes on with their own announcement. The cool thing about it, though, I want to say is I work a lot of evenings with my job. So in the morning, I'm able to like, you know, goof off or whatever. So it was prime time goof off time for me when they made these announcements.
So you're
like
online?
It was 11 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yes. I had my computer on. I had like 4 different tabs open, 2 that were live blogging.
Was there a live video feed of their announcement?
There wasn't a video feed because they try to keep the video that they show like off the internet. So like they only try to keep it just for the people who were there.
And people
you know?
Are like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. And then there's people like taking video, on their phones. And then they later, you know, Marvel and Disney come down and be like, take that off the internet now. You weren't, that was unauthorized. Right. But they show this whole theater of media members.
Right.
So anyways, I'm sitting there with my computer. There's got 4 or 5 tabs open, 2 live blogs that are saying what's going on, and it's automatically refreshing. I had Twitter open. I had another tab open that was just for I had my tweet deck open. And I had another tab open that was just for the hashtag Marvel event. So I was following that as well. And so, yeah, I got all the movies as soon as they were announced, and there was a ton of, there was like 10 of them that were announced by Marvel.
Between now and like 2019.
Yeah, exactly. 2019. Like that, yeah. Exactly. No, you're right. And so as soon as all of the movies were announced, I went on Facebook. I actually went on Facebook and I started a status, and I was typing out the names of the movies as they were being announced, and but waiting for the final one to be announced before I click send, and then sent it out. As soon as the last one was done, I was like, boom, status update. So I knew I was like, I had totally won the Nerd Olympics.
The Nerd Facebook Olympics?
The Nerd Olympics that day of my friends. Because there was none of my friends were like...
All your friends are at work?
Yeah, they're at work. Yeah. So I totally posted on Facebook about it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. Yeah, one of my friends Facebook, one of my friends on Facebook even was like calling out another one of their friends saying, hey, how do you not have a post about this? And I was like, dang
right.
Yeah,
you're like, what up?
Dang right, you don't.
What up? What out of the new...
Because I'm king... geek.
Out of the new characters that are coming up, like Captain Marvel and other things that haven't had movies about them in the past, which one are you the most excited about?
Most excited about? Let's see. Like the new
Captain
characters.
Marvel's supposed to be a girl now, right?
Yes, it's a woman.
It wasn't always.
No.
I think it's been both.
Well, it was a man initially, and then he was an alien. He died from cancer.
Oh.
And then this woman who is going to be Captain Marvel derived her powers from that guy.
Okay.
So now she's taken up the name. She used to be Ms. Marvel.
Okay.
I guess Ms. is like not, is that like
appropriate
not cool anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. She got tired of it, dropped the Ms. And then another character picked up the Ms.
Okay.
There's another Ms. Marvel too now.
Oh, interesting.
Different person.
Interesting. Okay.
Is it, are you interested?
I am.
It's written all over your face.
So Captain Marvel, I asked you about Captain Marvel. I did a little bit of homework. Tell me
you
who else.
You did know about
who
Captain
else?
Marvel. There's going to be a Black Panther movie, and that's going to be cool. Like, I think the Black Panther movie is going to be good.
Like from the 60s, the Black Panthers?
No, like Black Panther is a comic book character.
Oh.
I don't think he was in the Black Panthers, though.
No?
No. He's a comic. He's like the storyline sounds kind of dumb because you're kind of like, how are they going to make that in a movie? Basically, there's like this isolationist country in Africa that has like insane technological advances and that has like mineral resources that nobody else in the world has, and because of that they are able to like be completely on their own, and the Black Panther is basically their king, and he has like mythical powers that allow him to do like, you know, cool stuff.
Interesting.
Fighting.
I'll be interested
related,
to see how they bring that storyline
cool
into the 21st century.
Yes, it will be interesting. We'll see. We'll see how they do it. But I mean, the character's going to show up in the next Captain America movie, and that's in 2016. So,
okay.
And it's confirmed, and he's going to be the dude that played Jackie Robinson, 42.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Chad Boseman.
Yeah, cool. All right. So we got...
I think that's going to be good.
Those are the two, or are there any other new ones?
I would dare say even that Stan Lee. Are you aware Stan Lee?
Yes. You met Stan Lee. He's the
author
of Spider-Man.
Stan Lee. Yeah. He's a creator of Spider-Man and many other characters.
X-Men.
Co-creator. X-Men, Fantastic Four,
right.
The Marvel version of Thor, all kinds of comic book series and characters. The Avengers, obviously.
Yep.
He wrote on Captain America even way back in the day. Like way back in the original Captain America, like in the 40s. My wife actually... interviewed him for her job a couple years ago, and he said, like, when she asked him about which movies are you excited about coming up, he told her Black Panther.
Oh, interesting.
It was
so does that make you the most excited about it then too?
Well, if he's thinking it's going to be good,
then it must be.
Well, I don't know if it must be, but I mean, he has lots of chances to talk about which movies he wants to see, and if that's the one that's coming out of his mouth first, then yeah, I want to see that one too.
Well, I'll look forward to all of them. There's going to be another. Two more Avengers coming out, right?
Yeah. They're doing the Harry Potter thing with that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they're breaking the last one up into two parts.
Yeah. The first time I saw that was Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Anyone else? The Hunger Games Twilight.
Yeah, all those.
But to me, it's the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Because everybody's like, blah, and then they're like, oh, we're going to do two of them so we can make twice as much. Cool.
Yeah.
And usually they're both of those last two are just like way too long and don't have enough plot.
Yeah.
In my
experience. Maybe they should have broken up like... You know, remember watching Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and then the movie ended, and then ended again, and then ended again.
Yeah,
and
they could have.
There was like five endings of that movie. Maybe they could have made that the first one.
They should have.
Two.
Yeah, they should have with that. I think.
Or are you annoyed by that?
No.
Is that a dumb thing?
No, that was a cool movie.
Do you get annoyed? You're like, I saw this first one, and I got to wait another year to see the next one.
Oh, yeah, that part of it I do somewhat. I would dig it if I could like binge like three in a row.
Yeah.
But I think the idea is that they want you to see each one more than one time. Then they want to sell the DVD of that one, then or the Blu-ray of that one, and then they want to wait a little while and get you pumped again. Oh yeah, this new one's coming. I felt like that with Star Wars when they re-released the Star Warses prior to the what they re-released the first four. Is that the first three? That's right. They re-released. Okay. I don't know if you're allowed to put that on the podcast.
Oh, is that like copyright protected? Whistling the.
Don't tell anybody, you guys. That's really distracting. Yeah. So when they did,
you
the
don't
Star
want a
Wars
soundtrack? How about if I give you just a soundtrack and you talk about Star Wars and I'll just do the soundtrack?
They just redid the first three before they did the movie, the first one with Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
Or right afterwards, and I just always got annoyed that everything was not right away back then.
What do you mean not right away?
Like they I think the first one of those came out like when I was early in high school, and the last one came out when I was like graduated college or something, and it was just like you needed to put this out sooner because I care less about it now than I did then for whatever reason. Like they need to grab the demographic that they have in terms of people who are excited about it. That's my Star Wars take, in case you're wondering. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many they do. I think we're going to go ahead and get it wrapped up. Do you have anything else you want to add today?
I think you said it all, man.
I think you said it all, JD Scroggin. If you want to follow JD, you can follow him on rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin, on Twitter at SLO College Beat. You can find him on the Tribune's website, sanluisobispo.com. You can find this podcast, obviously, on fansmanship.com. Other places you can find it are the Stitcher app and iTunes. If you want to rate us, we love ratings. If you give us a good rating on iTunes, then that's awesome. Tell us about it. You can also go to fansmanship.com for the Fansmanship podcast as well. I have Faith Mimnaw if you're interested in Cal Poly women's basketball. I also have one on there recently from Joe Calero. So those are basketball seasons coming up, and those might be fun to listen to.
Check out all of the podcasts on the fansmanship.com podcast network.
Yeah, this one's fun too. And you follow the feed. Follow me at fansmanship or at Owen Main. So for JD Scroggin, I'm Owen Main. And we'll catch you next time.
And don't flush before you're finished. Yeah. Get up with a tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop 8 pills of Imodium. Turn on a marathon on Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. Wax my tag, bleach my pits. Give myself epileptic fits. You know it. Custom Crocs caress my feet. Yes. Free game.